Now that we've highlighted the different aspects of COVID-19, we've decided to create a mini guide for the ones who are COVID positive and for all who are aiding them. I hope this guide can reach as many as possible. Here are some detailed guidelines for COVID patients, which include immediate steps and ways of offering support during crisis when one is tested positive.
Now, here are some pointers if you're a suspected or a tested COVID positive patient. Number one, do not panic. It is very obvious to panic when a person is tested COVID positive. However, it is best to remain calm as your body is already going through a lot of stress. But by composing your mind and calming yourself, you can save yourself some energy and help yourself make the right decisions and take the right steps. Number two, communicate. Yes, the situations are unavoidable, but you spreading the virus can. Inform your family and your friends about it. This is the only way you can keep them safe. Also, notify your neighbors and apartment premises about your illness so they can take precautions as well. Number three, contact your doctor. Only a doctor can provide you with all the information which is correct and precise and necessary for a COVID patient. Your doctor will also guide you as to how to go about with the procedure that follows post the test. Number four, take care of yourself. This means both your physical and mental state. This might be the time where you may receive frowns and rejection from your surroundings. This can lead to a lot of emotional disturbance. Along with eating well and taking the right medications, you should also take help from a counselor. There are many services available for COVID-19 patients. There is no harm in doing so. Remember, therapy is for all. Number five, take in the right information. There was a case where an old man lost his life due to the wrong information that was being spread around about COVID. This man was urged by his neighbor to close all the windows of his house due to lack of oxygen, which is common in the disease. The man lost his life. The point that I'm trying to make here is listen to your doctors. Take in the right information, which is good for you, which is helpful. Now let's talk about tips and pointers for those who are aiding COVID-19 patients. One, choose what you grasp. There's information all over in the newspapers, over news channels, even on your Facebook wall. This information can be taken in the right way or the wrong way. It can even prime you to believe that you might even be diagnosed with COVID. Now, these are psychological effects of overwhelming situations. However, there are some ways in which you can avoid this. For example, keeping yourself away from too much information spread on the internet. Keep yourself busy and think positive, along with taking proper precautions. For accurate and specific information, refer to your doctors. Number two, understand the do's, the don'ts, the what, and the what not. Understand that there is some science behind the spread of this virus, its prevalence, and its treatment. Realizing what is true and what is a hoax is important. Your perception can affect the environment, which includes those who might be facing the situation. The only way you can treat them better is to accept what is true and discard what is not. Number three, contact the right people. If a member of your family is facing a COVID situation, or even if you're overwhelmed with the state around you, a practical way to calm down is to contact the right authorities. There are government services that give you all information on COVID, and your doctor can serve this purpose too. This tip goes for your mental health as well. In case you are emotionally disturbed, counseling is a healthy option as well. Number four, be alert. Along with being alert in terms of precautions, you need to understand that this pandemic has left us with the responsibility to take care of each other. If you feel that a person is having difficulty and is a COVID patient, immediately inform the government authorities. Keep the helpline number with you at all times to stay safe. your alertness can be fruitful for someone and can save lives. Number 5, be sensitive and rational. This is something most of us lack during such situations. There was a family that aided an old couple where they communicated via telephone and helped them bring in their daily necessities just by leaving it on their doorstep. The need to help comes from sensitivity. Please understand that there is help required and be rational enough to discard the unnecessary hoaxes that are stopping you from being helpful. There are many ways to do this. Ask them if they're all right. Address the society or the residence premises about the precautions as well as the right treatment for the affected people. All of these can be extremely helpful.
I would like to conclude this podcast by saying that it is our kindness, our humanity towards each other, which will make this world a much, much better place.